ready for takeoff.
We are cleared for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to take flight in your community and in your life. This is Audio Airstrike.
What's up, everybody? I'm Everett Hall McNeil, and this is Audio Airstrike episode 167. Thank you for joining us. Those of you who are listening to us on all podcast platforms, we humbly appreciate it. And for those of you who are watching the video version of this on YouTube or other video content platforms, we definitely appreciate it as well. Folks, it is 2021. We're in March, and I wanted to do something special for the first episode in March. And I wanted to get our IQs up about investing. It is great to have a 9-to-5. It's great to be an entrepreneur. But to expand your portfolio in terms of finances and also getting to a point where there is serious financial freedom is a must. We've had so many stories of people that didn't take advantage of these things. And the best thing for us to do is to learn from them and grow. And I got two guests with me at this time that are going to help us out with that and give us kind of an intro as to how we can maximize on financial freedom. With me at this time, our first guest is a creative VR consultant. She was very instrumental in a Beat Saber video from 2018 that got several millions of views. You can look that up for yourself. And also, she is a guru and somebody who is very knowledgeable over NFTs. Ladies and gentlemen, with me at this time, Swan VR.
Hey.
Swan, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on. Also, I want to introduce my other guest who will be talking about mutual funds later on in the podcast. I have with me at this time our mutual funds professional, David Vanaugh, is with us. What's going on, David?
Hey, Everett. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully, I have some good information to help some people out tonight.
Absolutely. Both y'all going to get some good information. You know what I mean? I'm just here. I know I'm the host, but I'm just here soaking up the game. So I want to start off with you, Swan, and I wanted to talk about this particular new version of investing. This was my first time kind of hearing this. I was in some Clubhouse rooms. For those of you who are on Clubhouse, you can add me at Audio Airstrike. Shameless plug. So when I heard about NFTs, I was intrigued, but I was kind of confused too. I said, well, how can I maximize this opportunity that a lot of people don't know? So, well, a lot of people probably gonna know about it after this episode. You giving the game away. So one thing I wanted to ask you is, what exactly is a NFT?
So it's called a non-fungible token. Essentially, it's a way to authenticate whether or not something came from the creator. So a good example is like how many Mona Lisa pictures are there in the world? There's so many duplicates. There's like photos on like basically on Pinterest, on Instagram of the Mona Lisa. However, how many of them actually have value over $1 million? There's only one, which is the one currently in the Louvre. So it's kind of like that, where basically artists can mint their art and then post it on like websites such as like, you know, OpenSea, Rarible, Mintable, Foundation, and then the curated ones, which is like Super Rare and Nifty Gateway. So essentially, if you love an artist, you can collect one of their pieces, or you can get very involved in the collectibles market, where basically there was like cyberpunk, like little like AI generated characters and stuff. So they released only 10,000 of those years ago, and now they're worth millions. I think there was one that just sold for like 6 million recently. So it kind of shows how powerful the collectibles market is, because it plays off of scarcity. And it also plays off of the idea of collecting a little bit of history. Like, history was just made this week because of Blau. He basically released an album off of like Origin, and essentially he released the first kind of like big NFT album release, where the top bidder that got the platinum album, paid, like, I think he bidded $3.6 million. So it kind of shows like how powerful it is to actually have an authentic digital asset. And it's just growing more and more as more people hear about it, because it's freeing a lot of artists to basically showcase their art to a new demographic of people and collectors.
That is huge.
It's huge. All the celebrities are in it too. Like Lindsay Lohan released something, Grimes released a bunch, like I think Grimes pieces sold for over $1 million. Like she released like a bunch. I think she did a drop this week. So a lot of the celebrities are in it. Like Drake Bell's thinking about doing like an album, the lost album of sorts, for it too. So it's a lot of, people boomerang back into the space. Like I was just in the clubhouse with Diplo and MC Hammer and Deadmau5. And I'm like, is this for real? Like, oh my God, this is amazing. So all the creatives are like coming in together and just like bring up other artists. And it's just so amazing to have this kind of community and collaboration.
Yeah, that is huge. That's huge for a creative. Because especially now with the algorithm moving around on a lot of social media platforms, where is the leverage to really create and maximize your wealth? And if NFTs are the next best thing to go, then I feel like we're right on the floor level of this thing. This is something that could really blow up fast and shoot straight up. Like, I mean, because if you think about the amount of creatives that could get their hands on this, we're not just talking about musicians. We're talking about filmmakers. We're talking about other YouTubers. We're talking about painters, artists, like the number of different things. Now I can take a painting, digitize it, make sure it's very, very rare, only make it exclusive to that NFT market, let it sit there, and there's that huge potential of it selling for a multi-million, if possible, digitally.
Okay, I want to bring you back in. So it's just like investing in stocks, and it's just like investing in altcoins. Majority of them will not really gain value. So it's about being smart about your investment. So the thing is this, like, there's a lot of, if you think about it, there's just a lot of collectible cards. Like there's a lot of Pokemon cards, right? But how many of them have value? Like a good example is like Magic cards. How many Magic cards exist in the world? And then I think it was like the Black Lotus that's like really, really valuable because of how powerful it is. So if you think about it, yeah, there's a lot of NFTs in the world, but then how many of the NFTs have the value of like a Black Lotus? Or in the case of Pokemon, it's like how many of them have like the value of a holographic Charizard? So yeah, there's a lot of NFTs in the world, but it's about basically figuring out which ones you want to invest in or which ones you want to own. Truthfully, a lot of collectors get in this space because they want to own the piece. Like Drake mentioned that basically he ran out of wall space to collect a lot of art, but he just loves collecting. And now with NFTs, you don't have to worry about fires. Like the people that had like the fires in California where all the art just basically went up in smokes, or like just a lot of things that has happened through the years. And now it's like with NFTs, it's like in your wallet. So you can actually, it's less liability, but at the same time, you have to realize, it's just like Pokemon cards. You're just placing your bets on a speculative market that's hyped up right now. This is like a huge NFT bubble. And from my experience in tech, it's going to go, it's just like this big hype, and then eventually it decompresses for a little bit, and then it kind of matures. So right now we're in this major hype bubble where everybody wants to get into NFT space because there's just so much publicity around it. Like so many artists are making a lot of money, and a lot of artists that got in early are making a lot of money. And then the people that have a huge following are getting a lot of money. And the people that are able to mint their memes, like the NanCat, for example, sold for $600,000. And then Beeple did a huge drop where he made $3.8 million in a week. So like Beeple, like he's been doing every days for like 5,000 days, like over 13 years. So like with him, like it was like the long game. Like he was just at it for such a long time, and now he's finally getting a payout in a way. So basically it's it's because of all that publicity, people think that all I have to do is like mint like a scribble and then I'll be like a millionaire. It's not like that. You have to put in the work in, you have to be part of the community, you have to join Clubhouse, you have to talk to people and network and collaborate. So it's not just about investing or just creating an NFT and you're instantly a millionaire. There's still work and networking and just like coming up with like, what is your like contribution? Like, are you an artist? Are you a collector? Are you like spreading more knowledge about the space? So it's just not a like an instant lottery ticket at all. And I don't want it to be perceived as an instant lottery ticket, because that's when people can lose a lot of money. Just like in 2018, when a lot of people heard about Bitcoin, when it was like up, going up and up, and then it crashed. So basically the people that invested when it was at 20,000, basically they lost all their money until like this year. Hopefully they huddled, but basically then they would have doubled their money by now. So again, it's a speculative market right now. NFTs are still brand new and it's in this huge hype bubble because it's so brand new and all these celebrities are getting in. So it's not, again, not a lottery ticket. Learn about it and then figure out how you can contribute to the space.
Okay, got you. So if I was someone that wanted to purchase or invest in NFT, what are some proper, you know, what's proper etiquette to invest or purchase an NFT?
Well, so it's just like asking like, well, what's the proper etiquette of collecting Pokemon cards? What's the proper etiquette of collecting Magic the Gathering cards? What's the proper etiquette of collecting like wall art? It's basically what you're interested in and what you believe in. So like, I can't tell someone to like, hey, only invest in like, you know, like this Pokemon deck or like, or these kind of arts, like modern art or something like that. Or like only invest in Renaissance art. Like, no, like it's up to the person, because there's like this soul connection with an artist and a collector, just like how Yoko Ono was basically resonating her true authentic self when she was creating her art. And then John Lennon saw it and he's like, I have to meet the artist. And that was essentially like a soul connection between an artist and a collector. So what you decide to collect is up to you. And I feel like artists, you should basically resonate your true light and then the right collector will come to you. So it's very kind of intimate, like, I guess, creative soul bond between people. And I like, there's no real way. Like some people like, oh, I'm going to invest in legacy items and like things that are from the internet that has like real meanings, like cyberpunk avatars and such, or like crypto kitties. But essentially, like, if you think about it, like, it is what you decide that has value to you. So it's a very personal journey to collect NFTs, just like collecting art, just like collecting baseball cards, Pokemon cards, Magic the Gathering cards. It's a personal journey.
And that's awesome. You want to know what I like about the aspect of that? What you're talking about, the soul connection, and it's something being more personable. And I think that is something that separates collecting an NFT versus stocks and other ways of investing, because there's more of a grounded, genuine attachment. You are passionate. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that collects sports NFTs, or somebody that collects potentially superhero style NFTs or just artwork of a certain artist. There's such a more of a deeper connection than just I'm trying to make some money, get out the way. Mm-hmm. Like that's how it kind of comes off in certain other circles. But to hear that those things happen, I really appreciate that, because I'm all about making genuine relationships and really connecting with other creatives. And so that aspect I really, really like. What are some ways that this affects, positively or negatively, based on what you've seen and based on your experience so far, how does this affect buyers and sellers of NFTs?
How is this different from the last question? Can you rephrase that? Because like buyers and sellers of NFTs, well, like there's a secondary market if that's what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. So certain people have bought like some NFTs way back, and now they're worth a lot. Like CryptoPunks is a great example. Generative like avatar characters, and they're just like little pixelated characters, with some of them being aliens, zombies, and humans. And essentially they released them way back in like I think 2017 or 2018, and they released some of them for free, and now they're worth a lot because it was a limited release and it's being a part of history. I think a lot of people that want to collect things because it's a part of history, just like crypto kitties. Like in 2018, everybody was collecting crypto kitties. Same thing with land on the metaverse. So there's something called Decentraland and like crypto boxes. Decentraland had like a auction for land way back in 2018. I think one of the land, or 2017 actually, one of the land pieces went for sale for like $30,000. So land is a good investment in some of the platforms, but again, you don't know which one's going to come up top, because there's a lot of metaverses being built right now in terms of like social, like VR platforms and everything else. But again, it's still new, so you don't know which one's going to be like the one that's going to be around for 10 years. It's just like the social media age, where everybody was creating a social media platform, and then for the longest time people thought that Facebook was going to be replaced, because there was an era of everything being replaced in terms of like LiveJournal got replaced by MySpace, and then MySpace got replaced by Facebook. So everybody just assumed that there will be another Facebook and Facebook's going to die. It's the same concept, where people just see this pattern and they don't realize that Facebook's strategy was more ingrained in the way, because they basically allowed a lot of websites to sign on with their Facebook login. So they were able to stay on and be more relevant because they diversified to gaming and then into marketplaces and into like these like ad spaces by like purchasing Instagram. So in a way, all these different metaverses that have land for sale, you're staking your bet as this being the platform of the future, kind of like staking your bet way back then, which social media was going to be in the future. So again, this is like all brand new, and I would rather you research everything and find something that you're passionate about than buying a bunch of random pixelated art just because you think it's going to like 10x in like a month.
Yeah, and I think that's smart too. Definitely doing the research. Anytime you do an investment, folks, whether it's NFTs, stocks, mutual funds, you definitely want to do your research as to why you're buying them. Also, looking at the history of the company, the trajectory where the company is going is very important too. Or looking at the marketplace and being like, what's in demand? That's another aspect of it too. I wanted to ask you this question because I'm just kind of curious. Have you seen anything, any regulations going on in terms of NFTs? Have there been any, government regulations that could be brewing? Or is it so new that right now it's kind of like...
People are just hearing about it. So aside from taxes for artists, basically, if you keep it in crypto and into the platform, I actually am not an accountant, and accountancy kind of like it's totally out of my realm. But there could be some tax stuff for people that post their art and then withdrew it into fiat and stuff like that. So just talk to an accountant that's very well versed on blockchain and crypto and NFTs. I think if you're an accountant or an accounting student or going to graduate soon, I would study the crypto NFT laws, because I know there's going to be a huge flood of people looking for accountants that have NFT skills. So I'm one of them. So yeah, like if I was a student studying accountancy, this is a good space to go in and actually place your bets, because I think this is going to blow up pretty soon for the need for accountants that understand the crypto market. But yeah, like again, like regulation, it's so new. Like most people are just hearing about it. So like the first video on YouTube was like a year ago. It was like how to set up an OpenSea account on NFTs. And then majority of the videos that are posted on YouTube has been like 6 months old, like talking about NFTs. So NFTs was a concept that was like created, that was like more talked about in 2018 with like CryptoKitties, because it was like the first kind of giant NFT where you're able to own these like crypto cats. And it just basically blew up from there. So like, it was kind of like a, it was kind of like the test bed of whether or not this will catch on. And then sure enough, it did. And now it's just like, it's basically waiting and seeing what happens next for the most part in terms of the regulation side, because there's all these news coverage that the government probably is looking into this, because just like the headlines being so money heavy with like Grimes and like Plow's releases and like their sales and people's sale, it's going to catch a lot of eyeballs. So on the regulatory side and the financial side, that is out of my wheelhouse as a creative and someone that works in the tech space. I can definitely talk tech, VR, art, Burning Man, travel with you guys, but that's totally out of my wheelhouse. As of right now, I'm not really aware of any, but yeah, if you want to host someone else in the future, talk about that, I think that would be really handy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll say this. I definitely want to thank you so much for giving the information on NFTs. And is there any I know you mentioned a bunch of websites earlier where people could go and could purchase and invest. What are some of those websites again that you personally recommend?
First off, before you invest any money, do research. So there, so I got into NFTs because of like this Clubhouse group called NFTs.tips. So just go there. It's like a repository for all the information. Jump to Clubhouse, learn everything. Clubhouse is an app on iPhone only right now. So get yourself an iPad. It'll eventually go to Android, because I saw on the careers website that they're looking for Android developers. So that's going to be rolled out probably, like, I don't know, soonish. Anyways, and then I would also basically do research into like the history of some of the NFTs, like, you know, like cyberpunks and like CryptoKitties, to understand why they have value, and also research into basically the different websites. Like there's OpenSea, there's Rarible, there's Mintable, and there's Super Rare, and there is Nifty Gateway. So before investing any money, I would highly advise people like researching the different websites and different artists, and also researching something called gas fees, where basically every time you buy art, you pay a gas fee because of the minting costs and like the mining costs. So there's that component, and the gas fees changes by the hour and like basically by the day. So some days, depending on what the crypto market's doing, it could be like $200 to buy a piece or mint a piece. But then other times and other days, it could be like $40. So just be cognizant of that and basically realize that it is such a new space. So don't jump in and just buy all the NFTs that you can buy. It's like essentially buying a ton of lottery tickets. It's like basically those times when the lottery is like hitting astronomical numbers, like 500 million or something like that. And then everybody and their moms and their dogs are buying lottery tickets, and they're buying like 200 of them or something like that in hopes of winning. Don't do that with NFTs. Do your research and figure out like who the big players are and basically what they're investing in, and follow the trends and just get knowledgeable about the space. That's the best advice. Like, don't go just buying some NFTs just because it has an NFT. That's just like buying a bunch of Beanie Babies, kind of just hoping one of them will be valuable, kind of. So like, do your research, invest in something that's really good, and don't just get caught up with the hype right now, and just don't feel like you're also missing out, because this is all brand new. Like, a lot of people are just hearing about it now. Like, I've been really grateful about hearing about it in the time of like, you know, CryptoKitties. And then I was pitched about it like 2018 by a friend to like have some of my VR art on his platform in 2018. I just did not understand it. So now it's really matured. So the idea was kind of like forming more, and like platforms were developed around the idea in 2018, and now it's being executed, and it took like 3 years. So.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely appreciate all the game you've given us about NFTs and the beginning stages of where to go, the research we need to do, and recommended websites. We thank you so much for coming through and giving the advice on that. Feel free, if there's any way, if people wanted to get a hold of you, contact you, where could they find you at?
So I'm Swan VR everywhere. So I'm Swan VR on Clubhouse, Twitter, Instagram, and you can basically just find me on swanvr.com. All my DMs are open, so feel free to ask me questions. On my YouTube, I started making some videos about my NFT journey because I started minting my first piece last week in collaboration with a mentor of mine and kind of a fellow artist, Sabet. So he's been so helpful, and it's interesting because the NFT space moves really fast. So like I met him in this like intimate group on Clubhouse with some other people in the NFT space. And then he was like, oh, I want to learn more about VR. I'm like, well, I want to learn more about NFTs. So we collaborated on a piece with me dancing in mixed reality with an art piece of mine that I painted, and I used his music for it and minted it on OpenSea as an experimental mint. And then that was like, so basically Tuesday met him, Wednesday collaborated, Thursday minted it. And then Friday he blew up because Whale Shark, who's like a huge collector in the space and like just kind of like icon in like the collectibles, like crypto space, he bought one of Sabet's pieces, and then all his pieces sold out. Like he made like $70,000 in like one day. I think he sold over 20 ETH worth of art in one day. And then Blau's release, and it's been really fast. So this is just the start of it, and it's just going to ripple throughout the creative industry. So just go on Clubhouse and just talk with the people there, network, and just talk about what you're doing, collaborate, partner with people and other artists. That's how you go further. Like they're just saying, like, if you want to go fast, go by yourself. If you want to go wide, go with tribe. So find other people to collaborate with. And if you collaborate with people, usually you split like royalties, and in which case OpenSea allows for that. So instead of just like, you know, doing this on your own, you can generate like a small team of creatives to help you on your venture.
That is awesome. That is awesome. I encourage everybody to do their research. If you are a content creator or a just overall creative, definitely hop in on this while it is, don't get caught up into the hype, but do your research first, but definitely hop in on this. Swan, thank you so much for all the game you gave us about this. We appreciate it so much. I thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. I appreciate you. And I would love to bring you back so you could tell us any updates about your NFT journey. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a release of these avatar cuffs that I have as SVG files, and I laser cut them out into like real world ear cuffs. But now I'm like deciding to like basically not release them at all in terms of e-commerce. Instead, I'm turning them into NFT avatar cuffs for like your metaverse avatars and just playing around with that space. So that's going to be a release of mine in the near future. I'm working with some 3D modelers and some animators to make it look really like awesome. So that's a project of mine I'm pursuing.
Definitely, definitely. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming through, giving the game. We're going to switch gears now to David Vanon and talk about mutual funds. David, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, man, not a lot. Just excited to be here and hopefully share some knowledge that will benefit some people tonight.
So I'm going to just get right into it. What is mutual funds?
Yeah, so a mutual fund is a basket of stocks that benefits from professional management because a whole bunch of individual investors put their money together and put it into this basket. Now, different mutual funds come with different objectives. Some can be technology, some can be small cap, some can be mid cap, some can be international. But that's the basics of a mutual fund. It's a pool of stocks or bonds that individuals can invest in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely appreciate that. Now, how could someone purchase or invest in a mutual fund?
Yeah. So in 401ks and all of your retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs, those are going to have a whole bunch of mutual funds inside of there. So you can invest via your 401k. Or you can go to like Charles Schwab or Ameritrade, and they trade mutual funds there. There's no load funds that are available there. Or you can find yourself a broker dealer like myself that is knowledgeable, that you can trust. And, you know, they will work with you. We will work with you. Do that via traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, and help people in their 401ks.
Okay, great. Awesome. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, how does this affect buyers and sellers? Is there any way that people can sell their mutual funds? Is there any way that people can purchase mutual funds? I'm just asking for clarification.
Yeah, definitely. So mutual funds can be purchased straight from the mutual fund company. So two of the biggest that come to mind without endorsing, right? Fidelity and Vanguard. People can go directly to those companies and purchase no load mutual funds. So they're funds that come with no sales charge, and they have reasonable expenses that are charged to the investment annually. It's a very liquid market. They can be sold. It's got to be a business day. So market close of, let's say, tomorrow, you could have your money.
That's awesome. Now, in what ways does government regulation come into play, or any type of censorship come into play when it comes to mutual funds? Is there any type of, course, there's obviously some government regulation involved, but what are the specifics?
Well, the Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, is the governing authority over mutual funds, right? And they're oftentimes coming out with new regulations. One of the new regulations that came out is called Reg BI, Best Interest. And what that does is it raises the standard from just suitability to a best interest standard. So as the registered representative, as the mutual fund professional, what I have to do is what's in the best interest of that client. That's what that standard creates. So the rules and regulations are often fluid and changing, and they're governed by the SEC.
Okay, cool. Now, does this in any way, shape, or form affect hedge funds? Or is,
you
that,
know what?
Or is that similar?
They really don't, because be investing in hedge funds, you have to be what's called an accredited investor, also known as kind of a one percenter, the wealthy people. Hedge funds can invest in very risky things like options and forex, currencies. They can short, they can bet against the market, they can do a lot of different risky things to go after bigger returns. And so mutual funds, the majority of folks that invest in mutual funds are middle income America, right? Just to give you an idea of the power of a mutual fund and what it can do. A lot of people want to become a millionaire, right? So to become a millionaire, you would need to invest $345 a month into a mutual fund, returning 12% annually. And in 30 years, you'd have $1 million. And so, of course, there's no guarantees in mutual funds and the stock market. If somebody starts offering you guarantees in the stock market, turn and run for the hills because they don't exist.
Yeah, I could definitely understand that. I could definitely get with that. There's one other question I wanted to ask you, and that is, with the emergence of crypto, with the emergence of NFTs and stuff of that nature, and I just want to ask your opinion on this. Do you think that mutual funds are still going to be a factor, even with these emerging new ways of investing coming forward?
I do. Eventually, could they become less of a factor? Yeah, anything's possible. But, you know, we've been doing this for so long. The tried and true method, the 401ks, mutual funds are ingrained into our financial system. So I see the crypto space as a new and exciting space. at some point, it'll probably have some qualified money behind it, meaning you'll be able to invest within your IRA. But as I understand it now, that really doesn't exist. So I'm learning more about crypto. My clients want to know about it. So I, of course, want to be more in the know about crypto and have been doing that for myself and my clients for the last several months.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's definitely awesome. That's definitely awesome. So, David, I want to thank you for answering all of my questions and being, you know, very, you know, I'm being a detective right now, trying to give people, you know, as much information as I can through you guys about everything going on with NFTs and mutual funds. So I definitely appreciate all the questions that you've asked. I mean, all the answers that you've given me in terms of the world of mutual funds. If somebody wanted, I know you're based in Fresno, California. I ain't trying to put your whole address out there, but that's where you're based out of, right?
Yeah.
So absolutely. So here's what we'll do. David, where can they contact you at in case, you know, people want to talk with you, actually probably work with you about figuring out their journey into mutual funds? Where can they find you at?
Well, I have a very unique name, David Vonaugh, right? As far as I know, I'm the only one in the United States. V-O-N space A-H. You can message me on Facebook. You can message me on LinkedIn. You can email me at david.vonaugh@gmail.com. Okay? Those are the best ways.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys get in contact with David Vonaugh. Make sure you get in contact with Swan VR. These two are very knowledgeable in their respective fields. And also for those of you who want to grow your portfolio and invest in yourself for years to come, these are two possible routes you guys may want to take. So take advantage. I sure am. With that being said, hey, Dave, man, I want to thank you for coming on. I definitely appreciate it. Thank you so much. And we look, and you always welcome to come back on. And if anything changes in the world of mutual funds, we will definitely love to have you back on.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has been another edition of Audio Airstrike. I'm Everett Hall McNeil. Once again, thank you to David Vonaugh and Swan VR for stepping through on this episode, this very informative episode of Audio Airstrike. Until next time, everybody, y'all take care.